What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh. This isn't the kind of game where you can just mash the fucking buttons and win. This actually takes a little... No. A. Hit A. Press A. Press the A. Press the A. Okay. Hit the trigger. Now press A. Hit the... Come on. You're gonna fucking lose the game. Come on. Trigger A. Trigger A. Trigger A. Okay. Well. You won. While button mashing. Cool. Because... If I would have button mashed that fucking level, I would have died. Every time. Every single time. You didn't even play games. What the fuck? Yeah, beginner's luck, I guess. So... Now you've beat that level. What do you want to do? You want to, like... Go get dinner or something? I don't know. I'm bored. You know how easy it is for me to become bored. We go see a movie. No, we did go see that one already. And I don't really think there's anything else out that I'm interested in. Honestly, like, I'm only just now kind of coming out of that summer slump and, like, getting into, you know, like, may be considered for Oscar season. Oh. Yeah. I mean, we could go out dancing to that club. Yeah. Well, you know me, I'm an old lady. I'm already feeling tired. Kind of just... You know, how to, like, go get dinner and maybe see a movie and then come back here. I can spend the night again if you want. Yeah. I mean, my cat will be fine. I, like, left her with plenty of food. Hey. Can I talk to you about something? Yeah, I mean, yes, you're my best friend, so I should be able to talk to you about anything, right? It's just, the thing I want to talk to you about, I've only told my brother about it, and once I tell you what it is, you may think it's pretty fucking weird that I talked to my brother, but you know my brother and I are really close. He's... You know, beyond you, he's my best friend. He means the most to me in the world. But I talked to him about it, and he said that what I talked to him about didn't change anything, and that he still loves me, and I'm still a sister, and that's great. I haven't told my parents. Because, honestly, I already know how they'd react, and it doesn't matter anyway, but you're my best friend, and I can't imagine keeping this secret from you any longer, so I'm just gonna tell you. I kind of think that I like girls instead of guys. Well, I've always kind of known, I mean, even since I was little, I guess I just kind of thought it was a phase. Like, I thought I would grow out of it. But, you know, I feel like I've never really liked boys. It's always just been something I thought I had to do. Like, what was right. I mean, you're right. I am really good at talking to guys. Yeah, I've had sex with guys. But every time I have, it just felt so forced. No, I don't mean they force themselves on me. That's not what I mean. That's not what happened. What I mean is, every time I've had sex with a guy, I just feel like I'm forcing it, forcing the experience, doing it because it's what's expected. And, you know, did it feel good? Sure, like, it's sex. It didn't feel right. So yeah. I needed you to know that, because you're my best friend. And I know this kind of comes as a surprise. And sorry to spring it on you after I just spent the night at your house last night, and I just told you I was going to spend the night at your house tonight. It's not like I'm trying to have, like, a come on to or something. It's just... Well, what are you doing? Are you... Why? I don't... Do you like women? Obviously, I wouldn't know. You've never said that to me. No. I know you've never had a boyfriend. But... you've always said it's because you were waiting for the right person. I'm the right person. You're waiting on me? Sweetheart. I mean, what if I would have never realized that I like women? What if I would have just been stupid and just, I don't know, forcing myself into liking men and forcing myself into a marriage and having kids, and you would have waited forever for me? That's not right. It's not right at all. And you're right. You don't have to do that now, but I wish you would have come to me sooner. I just feel so bad. Of course I'm not mad. You're my best friend. We've known each other since we were so young. If I'm honest, being your best friend is kind of what made me realize that I like girls. I mean, God, you're gonna think I'm a creep, but, you know, we used to have dance class together, and I would just watch you, the way you move. Your body, everything about you, so graceful, beautiful. You're really the girl that gave me an appreciation for the female form. Yeah, I know I talk too much. shirt off. Let me look at you. Bra too. You have such a beautiful body. I love your breasts. Your pink, perky nipples. Come here. I love these tiny, tiny nipples. Do something I've wanted to do for a really long time. Yeah, lay down on your back. Slide your panties down your thighs. Don't be shy. You're my best friend. We've seen each other naked a dozen times. Come here. Give me your panties. Spread your legs. Come on. You're so shy. Here. I'll spread your legs. And nestle in between them. You have such a pretty pussy. Oh, you blush so much. Are you okay with this, sweetheart? Please tell me you're okay with this. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I don't want to make you feel bad or weird. Yeah. In fact, all I want to do is make you feel really good. Can I? Spread for me. I want you to know. Oh, your pussy tastes so good. Oh, are you okay with that? Will you come? Will you come so I can taste you? Yeah, you do that for me. I'm gonna slide two fingers inside your pussy. Just like that. Just like that. I'm gonna hook them around in a come hither motion. And stroke that delectable little spot inside of you. I'm gonna suck on your clit while I do that, okay? Just hold the bed. Grip the bed. Put your fingers in the sheets. Keep those hips down, baby. It's gonna be okay. I can feel your little pussy muscles clenching around my fingers. You love having your pussy ate, don't you? Are you gonna come? Yeah, it feels like you're gonna come. Tell me, sweetheart. That's right. Come for me. Come on. Just laying there, blushing and spent, with your thighs spread and your chest heaving. God, you're gorgeous. Why did we ever wait this long? Yeah. Oh, you want to return the favor? Well, come here, love.